teacher, and it was the material that she had back in the early 1950s on 45 RPM that I got to listen to when I used to spend vacations in the summer at their home up in the Wooksbury area. And really from those records, I discovered eventually in the about 1952 or 53, I discovered FM radio, which was another then a very dynamic source for a lot of material, although nothing I could control. I turned it on, and what was played naturally is what I would hear, and I became an avid listener of classical broadcasts at that time, and that opened up a tremendous area enough that I would, if I heard something I never heard before, which was quite frequent, and particularly if it was 20th century, I would make notes of it, that maybe someday I could get a recording of that, that even when the time would come. Well, that happened for me later on in the early 1960s after I got my first stereo. I would experiment. I would buy composers that I had never really were familiar with their music in a lot of instances. I was willing to experiment with unknowns to me. My mother used to say, "Why do you buy these records? You know, why you spend your money on them?" But I would buy them because I was